This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden delivers remarks contrasting his vision for the economy with House Republicans' vision. Biden will talk today at an undisclosed location about 2:30 p.m. Eastern and claims growth should be from the middle class out and the bottom class up instead of an economy that trickles from the top down, according to the White House press release. Suspected classified document leaker Jack Teixeira will be in a Boston court today and is expected to enter a plea. This as the U.S. government moves to protect classified documents following the leak on social media. The arrest last week of Teixeira sees him facing charges of disclosing USA secrets to the world. Buffalo Bills football player DeMar Hamlin has been cleared to return to play.
Last season, live on TV after a rough hit, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a game against the Bengals. Now, months later, he's been cleared by doctors to hit the field again.
This event was life-changing, but it's not the end of my story. So I'm here to announce that I plan on making a comeback to the NFL.
The doctors who've seen Hamlin over the last week all agree that he should be cleared to return to football activities. The Bills have confirmed via social media that Hamlin is working out with the team. I'm John Schaefer.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk is concerned of bias in artificial intelligence, saying programmers can use it to lie and comment on some things but not others. Musk on Fox News this week says AI is more dangerous than mismanaged aircraft design or production maintenance or bad car production and has the potential of civilization's destruction. Musk advises safeguards need to be in place, including killing power to the computers controlling AI.
If there's something that we're concerned about and are unable to stop it with software commands, then we'll probably want to have some kind of hardware off switch.
USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're on Facebook, Meta probably owes you money. Anyone who used Facebook between May 24, 2007 and December 22, 2022, you're a candidate for settlement money. After years of fighting a class action suit that accused Facebook and later its parent company of sharing user data with third parties, Meta agreed in December to settle the case for $725 million. A judge has now tentatively approved the deal. Users must submit a claim form to collect any funds. The deadline is August 25th, 2023. Forms may also be requested by phone and or printed and mailed to the settlement administrator. A final approval hearing is scheduled for September 7th. Gas tankers are pulling out of the fuel farm near Port Everglades, Florida today.
The tankers may be heading back on the roads, but drivers in Broward and Miami-Dade counties in Florida are still having trouble finding stations with regular or supreme gas because of last week's storms.
We have all the fuel we need at the port. It's just a delivery issue we're dealing with, and every day, every moment is going to be much better.
Broward Mayor Lamar Fisher admits that instead of the 1,200 trucks leaving a day, it remains at about 700. They hope to have everything back to normal by the end of the week. I'm Skip Kelly.
NASA reported that a 2002 retired satellite weighing 600 pounds will re-enter Earth's atmosphere today after two decades in orbit. While most of the satellite is expected to burn up during its descent, some parts have a chance of hitting the ground. NASA is not exactly sure where it will impact. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, we're wrapping up things with Bill Pascoe. I don't know if you really heard this clearly, and what he was sharing with us is that, you know, the word on the street and the hill is that, you know, there's clearer understanding about that document regarding Hunter Biden's laptop that 51 national security types had agreed. Remember, they agreed that it was Russian disinformation. And what they're discovering is that because of the Twitter files, and you can thank Elon Musk for opening up the hood and allowing us to take a deeper dive into finding out what's been going on and how our government was involved here, the indication is that this whole Russian disinformation narrative was put out by the Biden campaign. Think about that. Talk about election interference, right? Well, Scott Powell is with us. He's a member of the Committee on the Present Danger of China, senior fellow at Discovery Institute, author of Rediscovering America. Scott, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, and it's great to be with you.
So what do you make of this? I mean, you know, if it's not Hillary Clinton, it's Joe Biden. The Democrats just cannot help themselves. I mean, for all that we've went through, and you know, let's go back to, you know, Watergate and Nixon and election interference in that level. You know, it's like the Democrats have said, no, we're going to do it better, and we're going to do more of it. And so whether it's, you know, Hillary Clinton or in this case, Joe Biden, election interference abounds.
It really does. I mean, this is where common sense is so important. You know, we're being spun on everything, including this very important topic, election interference. And let me just remind the audience of why. First of all, let's think about what makes America a unique country. You know, why we're so different than any other country in the world, and that if we don't save America, you know, I would venture to say that the world is in very deep trouble.
But
we're the only country where we have a recognition that the primary function of government is to protect the rights of the people. And the rights of the people are found in the Bill of Rights, but these are unalienable rights. Mm-hmm. You know, life, the Declaration says life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. But there's a whole host of other additional things. Second Amendment is the right of self-defense, mm-hmm. that we have that right. It cannot be taken away from us, and so forth and so on. So we have these rights. Very few other nations have any such thing. Then we have the power of the Constitution, the second most important thing that the Constitution established, was that the people are sovereign, that the legitimacy of the government is only found from the people. The people determine the legitimacy of the government. Therefore,
the consent of the governed. Yes.
That's right. Therefore, election integrity is paramount. It's sacrosanct. There's nothing more important. And every American should be outraged that there is a reluctance by courts, elected officials, to look, to examine the evidence of vote fraud. This has been like a wall against proceeding with this.
Exactly.
Now, Carrie Lake, I said in my latest article, I finished the article simply saying that let us hope and pray that Carrie Lake's case gets legs, because the evidence for Carrie Lake is just absolutely overwhelming. It's just, and it's simple. Number one, in Maricopa County, 40% of the voting machines in Maricopa County is primarily, you know, it's Republican dominated. 40% of the voting machines were down for hours on voting day. 40%. I mean, that's a statistical anomaly that just, you know, that it was, they were purposely taken down.
Yeah, it was manufactured, no doubt about
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely.
Right. So there's that fact. Then there's a raft of mail-in ballots where the signatures don't match up. She's done the research. She knows it. People around her that are supporting her case know it. And now the Supreme Court in Arizona has turned it back to the lower court, and the lower court wouldn't hear it to begin with, so I don't really trust the lower court to adjudicate it. But they really, if they follow the direction of the Supreme Court, they've got to adjudicate the vote, the, you know, the signatures. They've got to deal with it. And so they would call in forensic signature handwriting analysts, and they would find, without a doubt, that the signatures don't match. And the margin is so thin for Katie Hobbs that it's very easy for Carrie Lake to overturn. You know, if the evidence is adjudicated, Carrie Lake is the governor of, is the governor of Arizona.
Exactly.
There's no doubt. I mean, it's overwhelming. And yet we have to go through this long ordeal to deal with it. And why? And it is because our system is so corrupt. You know, the depth and the breadth of corruption is everywhere.
Exactly.
And that's why we as Christians have to rise up, and we have to claim and ask for God's power, because the system, we need his, we know he's on our side when we know he's a just God and he wants to see justice done. So we've got to pray and mobilize and do what it takes to get a victory for justice. And I think that, that Arizona is the place to go for it and get it.
Well, God addresses this. Yeah, God addresses this issue specifically to your point, Scott. He abhors unjust scales. This is an unjust scale moment, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And look at the results. I mean, I don't need to, you know, I don't need to probably tell most people, but I'll mention a few things. Okay, so if we had a phony election in 2020, installing Joe Biden, what do we have as a result of that election fraud? We have an open southern border, resulting in a record surge of illegal entries, including criminals, terrorists, human and child sex and drug traffickers. You know, which has directly contributed to the lawlessness that's growing in our country.
Exactly.
We have the cancellation of the pipeline projects and mandated restrictions on oil and gas, exploration and extraction. We've had a huge drawdown of the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We've ended America's energy independence, weakened our national security, and it's a chief driver of inflation. This has all come out of this last phony election in 2020. I mean, elections have consequences.
Without a doubt. Well, not to mention the fact on being on the brink of a nuclear war.
Yeah.
With not one country, but maybe two, possibly.
Oh,
thank you very much, Joe Biden, and how the system has been so compromised. When we get back, we'll touch a little bit on, you know, the
the dispute, well, it got resolved yesterday, late yesterday, between Dominion and Fox News. A lot of money out there, Scott. It would have been nice if we'd have put that money into election integrity, huh? Just saying. We've got to go to quick break just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Scott Powell after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christianity is relatively unknown to many people in Albania, a country with a long history of atheism. So it's vital that we plant churches and spread the good news in this religious vacuum. One of the Tide Ministry's Albanian radio pastors started with several interested people in his home and is now shepherding a growing, thriving church. He's also making disciples and starting new fellowship groups by connecting with listeners in nearby towns. The majority of his converts were previously atheists. We couldn't reach them without the heart and vision of local pastors like this to be our boots on the ground. Our heart is not only to share the gospel over the radio, but to also encourage and empower believers to go into their neighborhoods and tell others what God has done for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez along with Scott Powell, and we're talking, election integrity. I mean, just how important. And Scott, laid it out perfectly. I mean, that is the basis of the greatness of our country, is that it is the consent of the governed. Well, what happens when the consent is compromised? And we're finding out, Scott, that the American people were bamboozled.
We were propagandized, whether it had to do with the, you know, the report from 51 national, you know, security types saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. And then we're, you know, of course, we knew that that was fake news, but it, you know, they put it out there. It really, you know, became part of the debate and nullified a point of interest and a point of contention that was brought up between Trump and Biden. And so they use this as a shield. And then you find out what's coming out. Thank you very much, because the Twitter files is you say, well, where did that document come from? Who started this? And then you go, oh, my God, this is like, you know, the Hillary Clinton Oppo research deal and the Russian disinformation that we had to deal with Trump. Well, it was Biden's version of Russian disinformation on the disinformation. So they were the ones. This came from his campaign. It didn't come from, you know, the voluntary participation of 51 of these, you know, these operatives, of these intel, you know, geniuses coming together and, you know, over a beer or something, say, hey, you know, we better write up something and tell people that this is what's happening. You know, and common sense would have told you right off the bat, you know, there's something smelly about this. How do you get 51 intel officers to agree on something like this if it's not manufactured?
Well, the way you get there is that you corrupt a culture over time to such an, and then you politicize that culture. You corrupt it and you politicize it, and then you can do anything because there's no moral basis anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Many of these people do not have a moral basis. It's all mm-hmm. politics. It's all power. Mm-hmm. And they wanted Trump removed. I mean, and the ends justify the means. The Democrat Party has become the party of Saul Alinsky.
Mm-hmm.
There is no moral basis to the Democrat Party any longer.
Mm-hmm.
There is no moral basis. And when you have no moral basis, what is left? It is power, 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 and the ends justify the means. And that's what we're living through right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here it is. See, this is what happens. You know, this country was born out of Judeo-Christian principles. And when we followed those principles, it went well. You know, for the most part. Did we have moments? Yes, we had moments because we're humanoids and we worked through it. But the Constitution gave us the document to work through these problem areas. And it will continue to help us if we're faithful to said document. But the bureaucracy, the permanent bureaucratic class that cares nothing about God. In fact, you know, it's interesting, a report that came across my desk today was that you've got officials within the Biden administration, Scott, that haven't even signed their oath of office. Are you ready for that? There's nothing.
My gosh.
I mean, including the vice president of the United States. An academic document that says, I swear allegiance. My allegiance is to the United States of America, the Constitution, similar to the oath of office that all of us who, you know, participated in the military took. And they haven't signed it.
Right.
Is that crazy?
It's crazy. And all these people should be removed from office. They should be impeached just for that alone.
Exactly.
They have no legitimacy. If you didn't sign an oath of allegiance, then you can't rightfully be serving the American people. Right?
No, yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's just common sense. It's just, right. why is there an oath of allegiance? It's there for a reason. You know, from the beginning, really from the beginning, almost the beginning of time, people have been, you know, they have a sin nature. There's temptation. And politics is particularly vulnerable because things get so, for the lack of a better term, a sort of, it's a moral corruption that takes place through politics that prevents government from doing the right thing.
Exactly. Well,
these oaths are there to mm-hmm. prevent that. In other words, the Constitution is what will save our country. And remember, It was George Washington who said in his farewell address that America would, if America ever fell, it would be a result of internal decline. And one of the three reasons that he gave was the departure, the decline of the morality that came out of religion, that came out of Christianity. Right. That if we, this would be a source of the end of our republic. And many other of the founders said the same thing, that they recognized that the Constitution of America would only, would really only be sure to work for a Christian, a religious culture.
Yeah, a moral
if
people.
If we lose that, then the Constitution can be, you know, sort of perverted.
Well, it implodes on itself.
That's basically. And that's what we're seeing. That's precisely what we're seeing, Bill.
Right. The other high-ranking official, by the way, I mean, there are many here, including Attorney General Merrick Garland. This is astounding.
Signed no oath. He's not signed an oath of allegiance.
No. Right. Yeah.
Well, let's get on this. You new Congress people. Let's get in some impeachments going here.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it. I mean, you don't need anything more than this.
Right. I mean, here it is for all the craziness that Donald Trump's been going through because of, you know, some paperwork issues or bookkeeping issues, and millions of dollars being expended on that in New York. Well, here's something, you know, here's a paperwork issue here, you know, by the bureaucrats. And they're not. And I think that part of the reason that maybe some of this is overt, that they don't want to sign it, because they know in their heart of hearts they can't swear allegiance. You know, maybe there's just a little bit of conscience to them that says they cannot take this oath of loyalty to the U.S. Constitution because they know that they're compromised.
Well, let's take it one step further. Yeah, they're compromised, but they also know that America's on a trajectory to lose its sovereignty.
Exactly.
And that there'll be a new power in charge. Maybe it's the Chinese. And they don't want to be purged. They want to have a life in the new regime. And so by being able to say, hey, we never swore allegiance to the old America, you got to take care of us in the new America.
That's right. Exactly. That gives them,
but they're fools to think that. We know what happens. So.
Well, historically, Scott, you're exactly right. Historically, you get these puppets that orchestrate this, and then when it comes down to the final chapter of the new government, what happens to them? They get eliminated.
Well, they get all eliminated, absolutely. Yeah. Because they're not trustworthy. I mean,
they're duplicitous.
Faithful to their old government. Why would they be faithful to the new? They're not going to take that chance. Line them up at the wall. We shoot them all.
Well, you know, and that sounds rather dire, but what they have done is treason. They've committed treason. And what they have done to we the people. See, but we the people, you know, again, it's the consent of the government govern. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. Really? You think the mess we have right now is something that we the people have orchestrated? We haven't. We subordinated our rightful authority as being heads of the government. It's not Joe Biden. It's not the elected bureaucratic class that thinks they're in charge. It is we the people. And what they're afraid of, Scott Powell, is that one day we're going to wake up and going, oh, I should have had a V8. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And heaven help them. And that'll be the only, you know, that'll only be their, you know, their Obi-Wan Kenobi and their hope there. Because, you know, the people are getting, they're starting to see this.
They are.
You know, we can't continue to be propagandized because we know they're all lying. You know, the CIA is lying through the truth. I mean, it's like one expert said, the CIA was instituted to lie.
I'm afraid, sadly, they were to manipulate.
Scott, we got
to
leave it there.
One of our planet's most important resources. Yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, we look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. President Biden delivers remarks contrasting his vision for the economy with House Republicans' vision. Biden will talk today at an undisclosed location about 2:30 p.m. Eastern and claims growth should be from the middle class out and the bottom class up instead of an economy that trickles from the top down, according to the White House press release. Suspected classified document leaker Jack Teixeira will be in a Boston court today and is expected to enter a plea. This as the U.S. government moves to protect classified documents following the leak on social media. The arrest last week of Teixeira sees him facing charges of disclosing USA secrets to the world. Twitter CEO Elon Musk is concerned of bias in artificial intelligence, saying programmers can use it to lie. Musk advises safeguards need to be in place.
We'll probably want to have some kind of hardware off switch.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tim Graham, we were talking about NPR, you know, being tagged. You know, Twitter is tagging them with a label, government-funded media. And, boy, they just went into all kinds of fits and everything. And so they threatened to leave Twitter. I'm not sure if they've actually done that. They probably figure, like everything that happens in the media cycle, it comes, it goes, and people forget. But look, we're keeping it up front and center here to, again, help you appreciate where your tax dollars are going and what National Public Radio is all about. It has really become a media arm of the Democratic Party. Full stop. That's where it is. And for 35 years, the Media Research Center has urged Congress to defund the taxpayer-funded National Public Radio because of their bias. The executive editor for Newsbusters at the Media Research Center, as I mentioned, Tim Graham, joins us now. Hey, Tim, welcome back.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, they got all upset, PBS. I mean, why did they get so offended? Because the truth, came out that they are, in fact, biased, and this is government-funded. They didn't like the tag, huh?
There is something hilarious about it because you have public in the title, your yes. National Public Radio. Although I will say NPR sort of de-emphasizes the national public thing. They they run around calling it NPR like Kentucky Fried Chicken wanted to be KFC.
Right.
So, I mean, it is one of those things where they somehow want to deny the public, and we know they are. But then they come around and they try to say, oh, it's only 2% of our funding, which is false. I mean, if
well, what they do is they use the same algorithm as Planned Parenthood. Is that how they came up with that? Just saying.
Yeah. Well, there's a game they play, which is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in Washington sends millions and millions of dollars to the NPR stations. The NPR stations then send it back for programs, and then they say, "Look, we're 1% funded."
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is probably closer to 40 or 50%. But you know, we don't really know because NPR is not transparent.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't they? I mean, they're relying on public funds. Why? How have they been able to get away with this?
Well, to some extent, we have a media that's very supportive of NPR, so why would they look into it?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons the Republicans have never really been able to not just defund PBS and NPR, but even cut their spending by 10 or 20% to punish them for not being fair to Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to cut the funding of PBS or NPR, you don't just make them mad, you make the entire liberal media mad. And I think they've always thought it's not worth the cost of everybody being mad at us to cut this small amount of money. Oh, look at us, we cut $50 million of their $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
They just think it's not worth it. But look, we do need to underline this, is that NPR and PBS are very hostile to Republicans and often, skip over them. We just found the PBS NewsHour and their guests are 4-1 liberals, mm-hmm. liberals and Democrats to conservatives and Republicans. That's really standard. You know, they had this hearing with Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday in the Senate, very hostile hearing, and PBS didn't have it. NPR didn't have that hearing. They had a House hearing on migration. There was one soundbite in that bill. It was a Democrat.
Yeah.
I mean,
why are we not surprised?
Yeah, and this is where you just say, they know what they're doing, and we know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, they've defined news as news that helps our side.
Exactly.
Information that helps our side is news. Information that harms our popularity is not news. And that's not the way you should be defining the news.
Yeah, exactly. Especially for the original, Public Radio Service Act, right? The National Public Radio Act. It was to be, apolitical. It wasn't. I mean, the reason they wanted to do this was to preserve some, I guess, faux objectivity, I guess. But they just can't help themselves because, money talks. And when you can get into the Treasury and leverage the Treasury of the American people to be more in favor of your side, then why not? I mean, this is the way of the Democrats, isn't it? And it's like the Republicans, like, we're the Republicans in all this. I mean, they are so reactive, not proactive. You would think that they would find, some entity of National Public Republican Radio or Conservative Radio or something to balance it out and maybe split the monies between NPR and this new entity. If that's the way it's going to be, let's just have another entity and we'll just, call it a day and quit fooling ourselves.
I think it would really illustrate things for liberals if you said to them, yes, we decided to take $50 million and give it to Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and et cetera. And they'd be like, I don't want my tax dollars going to Sean Hannity.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, my God. You'd find him in the fetal position crying and kicking their legs in the corner.
But as usual, they fail to realize that when you're listening to Fresh Air with Terry Gross, you're getting a very one-sided, propagandistic radio show.
Exactly.
Just because she speaks softly doesn't mean it's not political as all get out.
Yeah, it's just boring. The same.
Well, sometimes the rhetoric these people use on these calm shows where they're just like, basically, the country's systematically racist and, they'll say all kinds of outrageous stuff in soft tones.
Yes, because it makes it palpable somewhat. And somehow it's not offensive. I'm lying to you ever so softly is what I'm doing.
Well, right? They just had a show on Fox News where they were like, Fox News, it's terrible, lying sack of crap,
Yeah.
But we said it in a nice way.
Yeah. And the thing is, as if that's not enough. I mean, look what's going on everywhere else in the social media platforms. And we're finding out, with Elon Musk in the interview this week with Tucker Carlson, where you got the FBI in listening to direct messages. I mean, they are checking everything out. It's amazing, how they've infiltrated and have controlled the narrative and propagandized and participated in this propagandized industrial complex that involves all the social media platforms and the mainstream media, because for the very same reason that Republicans are afraid to tick off the liberals, the media has abandoned its reason to exist and covered and protected by their First Amendment right. They've subordinated that to the interests of a party.
Yeah, and I think we have this problem that really metastasized under Trump, which is somehow it's the government's role or the FBI's role or the Department of Homeland Security's role to fight misinformation. Well, if you start deciding that's your role, then you're going to start policing and saying you can't say COVID came from China. Mm-hmm. And remember, NPR came at this with the Hunter Biden laptop in October of 2020 and boasted that this was a pure distraction that nobody should pay any attention to. They still haven't acknowledged that after the New York Times and the Washington Post said it was real, after CBS News said it was real, they're still trying to pretend Hunter Biden isn't a real person.
Yeah. Well, not only that it's real, I mean, it's taken us all these years to figure it out, although many of us knew right off the bat, what was happening and how we were being manipulated. But the other thing is, where did it come from? Where did this document from 51 former intelligence officials come from?
Yeah.
And what we're finding out this week is finally the veil's being pulled back and said, that came from the Biden camp, from his election committee. You think?
It is the way the news is manufactured.
Yes. Wow. If you don't like sausage, man, I'm telling you, it can be tough to deal with. But this is it. I mean, the sausage making and mess of our government that we're paying for. It's no wonder we're $31 trillion in debt and growing. Unbelievable. Well, Tim Graham, thank you. Thank you for reporting on this. We'll keep the pressure on. People got to own the knowledge. If this is a government up for by we the people, then we the people must reassume our rightful authority position and take charge of this and tell the bureaucrats that no, they cannot get away with this any longer. And it's time to, not re-electing people. We got to do this. We've got to make sure some serious changes happen. Thank you, Tim.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Pastor Sam Rodriguez, Samuel Rodriguez, the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, organization recognized and identified by Time Magazine, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, the Christian Today, Charisma Magazine, NBC, Telemundo, you name it. They all agree that Reverend Rodriguez knows what he's talking about. So we've got him here right now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Great to be with you again. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I always appreciate this time to talk to you, and especially talk about your new book, Your Mess, God's Miracle, huh?
We're living in some messy days, are we not? If you look around, turn on the news, go on social media, America's messier than ever before. Families, culture, society, even elements emerging out of the church. It's a messy time, but I am convinced and convicted we're about to see the messes, by the grace of God, become a miracle.
It is what happens, isn't it, Sam? I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm a but God Christian. They go, wow, but God Christian, what do you mean? I said, well, when you read the Bible, you always hear about all the bad news. And then there's that transitional phrase, but God, when God comes in to redeem his creation, right?
We are of kindred spirit. I actually do an entire series on the but God element, and I call it conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Yes, exactly. And that's what it is. That's our hope and our faith that we've seen time and time again when we look back in the history of man, where we see that God, you know, allows his creation to run amok. And then when they've kind of had, you know, come to the end of themselves, it's kind of like, you know, for me, I grew up in Southern California next to the beach, and I'd be there on the beach. And, you know, occasionally you see people who would be in a situation where they're drowning, and I see the lifeguard there, and I'm going, lifeguard, guy's drowning. You're not doing what? You're not doing anything. How come you're not hustling in to go save him? And he goes, oh, you don't understand. He goes, if I go in there and save him right now, he still has a lot of fight in him. And if I wait and he, you know, tires himself out, it makes the rescue a little bit easier, and we're both able to come back to the beach in one piece. And I think that sometimes God does that for us as well, is that when we feel like we still want to have it our way, and somehow it's our world and not his, he allows us to get all the fight out of us before he sends a redeemer.
Completely correct. Yesterday at church, we began a series called Bruised But Not Crushed. We talked about Jacob wrestling with God. Similar rubric laid out. We are living in messy times, and I love that but God element. I took John chapter 9, a very powerful biblical narrative, where Jesus finds a man who was born blind. Jesus takes his spittle, not recommended, by the way, Bill, not recommended. He takes his spit, and I don't know if it was allergy season or not, but I know he took his spit, and he spit on the ground, combined it with the dust, with the dirt, the Bible says, and he makes a mud ball, spreads it on a man's eyes, a man who was born blind. This is arguably the first double-blind study in Scripture.
That's right.
So, I'm here all week, sorry. But anyway, so he spreads the mess, and I love it because in his spittle was, literally speaking, his DNA. His DNA. The DNA of the Son of Man, the Son of God, of the way, the truth, and the life. God made flesh. The DNA of Jesus Christ himself. He takes his DNA, combines it with dirt. What did God make man out of originally? Genesis 2:7. Dust.
Dirt. Right.
So he took his DNA, combined it with the original blueprint, and he places it on a man's eyes. Parenthetically speaking, in other words, with your DNA, Mr. Blind Man, you can't see anything. With my DNA, you're about to see my glory. With your DNA, you live with perpetual trauma. With my DNA, you will carry a testimony. With your DNA, you will make excuses. With my DNA, you're about to make history. And that's how a mess becomes a miracle. When we receive the fullness of the vicarious atoning finished work of Jesus, when we receive Christ and his spirit in us, which is more than his DNA, more than his spittle, we have the fullness of the resurrected Christ, according to the Apostle Paul. When we receive everything Jesus died for, then we open up our eyes and we see what we have never seen before. That's why I believe it can't be a coincidence this year started with a football player dying on national television.
Yeah.
Immediately thereafter, a sports broadcaster on ESPN begins to pray. Immediately after that, there's an outpouring in Asbury, Kentucky, the same demographic deemed as the most non-Christian in America, experiences a visitation. Immediately after that, a movie called The Jesus Revolution, expected to make $7 million, made already over $50 million. God is up to something. We are about to see messes become miracles.
Amen. I love how you set this up, Sam, because we are, I would think, at the end of ourselves when you look at the culture. You know, I look back several decades, not that far behind, and we had at one point 90% of the country, you know, professing to be Christians. Now it's just barely over 60%. The people here in America who identified as Christians have turned their backs on God, and we are reaping what we have sown. We've got increased suicide amongst our teens. We've got our young girls, our young daughters and sons being, you know, transfigured and chemically castrated and altered, all in the name of this modern sense of, you know, faux religion and faux liberty that's being thrust upon them. And it doesn't bode well as it sits right now. And if we continue to want to have it our way, then and without God, then we're back to the blind men, right?
We are. We have never seen, though, so agree with you, we have never seen such an unbridled, and I would argue unprecedented assault, primarily on children.
Yes.
Think about it. It's either children murdered in the womb or in the streets. It's either children sexualized or children mutilated. It is a complete assault on children. And you're right, the lack of commitment to biblical orthodoxy, to our Judeo-Christian value system, the increase of moral relativism and cultural decadence of hedonism and perversion. What we need is for the church truly to rise up. We need Christians to speak up. And I don't mean in some sort of negative, militant way. I mean where truth and love are elevated powerfully in the name of Jesus, and that's how we change the world. And the reason why we may not be speaking up collectively, if every church in America, if every pastor on a single Sunday would rise up with biblical truth and love and address these issues, we can change America and change the culture. God will show up according to Scripture. But the reason we do not is because there's influence without integrity. Let me explain. I am not casting a negative shadow on the entire collective of the church experience in America. But when we lack integrity, when according to Kit Harrison for Promise Keepers and George Barna in the past 2 months, a survey came out, when the majority of self-professed Christians, I believe it was 68% if I'm not mistaken, self-professed Christians, especially millennials and Xers, when 68% approximately engage in watching pornographic images at least once a week, if we don't have integrity, how in the world can we have influence? We handicap ourselves. We lose our moral authority. We need a second Chronicles 7:14 moment. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, turn from your wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. That was for Israel, but it can easily be applied for us.
Exactly.
That moment right now in America.
Well, just as in the Jesus Revolution, Sam, people are becoming desperate, are they not?
Oh, there's a sense of desperation. You sense it. You feel it. I mean, you really do feel it. I mean, the pendulum has shifted so quickly towards darkness, and I mean really quickly. And I live in California. So guess what? I see darkness first.
Yes, right. Exactly.
I'm laughing, but inside I'm crying. Mm-hmm. We see darkness first. We do. And we're seeing it. And we're seeing some laws and initiatives and legislative platforms that are completely counterintuitive, not just to faith, but I would argue science and common sense. Yes, things are getting darker, but in the midst of that, you know, I get a little pushback. And I talk about your mascot's miracle, but and it's not major. It's, hey, Sam, we love your positivism. We love your Pollyannish sort of attitude, your idea that God's about to move in a revival and awakening. And people like you and others are saying the same thing, but, Sam, we're living in the last days. Isn't it wishful thinking? Isn't it spaghetti on the wall? We're living in the last days, Sam. Things are going to get darker. And I remind them, I say, listen, I've read exhaustively 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm completely privy to the list. And Matthew 24, by the way. And throughout Scripture, in the last days. I see it. I've read it. But there's one more last day promise. In the last days. Joel 2:28, Acts 2:17. God never said, I might, I may, or I will try to. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I believe that there is an outpouring coming that will result in the greatest harvest that we have ever seen for the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
And I believe we're about to see more people get saved than ever before.
Well, and here it is. We just came off of Easter week. And what happens? What happens 50 days afterwards? You got the Pentecost, right? And what does the Pentecost represent? But a harvest, the bringing in of the harvest. I think that's what we have to look forward to in some meaning and fashion that only God can mean for us, for those of us that have eyes to see, Sam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS...